Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Summer heat stresses many plants in our landscapes. Along with other plants, most roses are not especially happy during the extreme heat of mid to late summer either. And come to think of it, neither are most gardeners. Pruning is something you might want to think about this time of the year, even though this is not a major pruning time for many of the roses that you're growing in your landscape. However, once blooming roses, and these are the roses that produce all of their flowers in one big gush of blooms from about April through May, and then they stop for the rest of the year. The Lady Banks rose is a good example of a once blooming rose. Well, these roses should be pruned now. So you're once blooming roses that bloom prolifically in the spring and early summer that have stopped blooming at this point, now's a great time to get in there and shape them up. You can adjust their size. If they're climbing roses, and a number of climbing roses are once blooming roses, you can cut off some of the canes that you need to remove, redirect and tie up others. Again, any kind of pruning or maintenance work that you might need to do to shape that rose up, this is a good time to prune your once blooming roses. Now, they bloom on the growth they make the summer before. So if you cut your rose back even hard right now, the new growth that comes out through the rest of the summer will make sure to provide a lot of good flowers for you next year when the roses come into bloom. Now, most of the roses, the overwhelming majority of roses in our landscapes, are repeat flowering roses or remontant roses. We also call them ever blooming roses. And they start blooming in the spring and then they bloom in flushes. Flush after flush through the summer and into the fall. Now, our best rose seasons are the spring and early summer, and then again in the fall. We're past our spring and early summer rose season, so they're not going to really be doing a lot this time of the year, but we don't want to stimulate too much growth on them here in the heat. So the ever-blooming roses in your landscape, don't do any major pruning on them. We prune them heavily in the late winter, around about late January or early February, and then the next time for a major pruning on our ever-blooming roses is going to be around about late August, early September. So don't do any hard cutting back on your ever-blooming or repeat flowering roses now, but you can do some little minor pruning when you do your deadheading. Normally we cut back to the first five-leaflet leaf when we prune back the old flower heads. We'll prune back a little bit further than that to the next five-leaflet leaf. So if you want to control the size of a rose during the summer, don't cut it back hard at any time, but when you deadhead, take a little bit longer stems, or if you harvest flowers for arrangements indoors, take them with nice stems, and that will help control the size a little bit. Roses are remarkably drought tolerant. Honestly, I hardly ever water the established roses in my landscape. So if you have old roses that have been around for a number of years, don't fuss over them too much. If we do have a really extended dry spell, it maybe goes 10 to 14 days without a good rain, feel free to get out and give your roses a good deep, thorough watering about once a week. When you do water your roses, try to avoid wetting the foliage. Direct the water down at their base or use a soaker hose. That helps reduce some of the disease problems. This is not a good time of the year to fertilize. The roses are less vigorous. The flowers are smaller and not as pretty this time of the year. But wait until late August to give those roses another good fertilizer application. Stay on top of pests as they come around. Most of us are using the more resistant roses that don't get so many pest problems and won't have to worry about that nearly as much. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.